Recording here. Be live streaming here for the pre-show for the 10th of June, 2019. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Make sure we got some levels going on there. Let's just kill that and let's kill this and let's take a look at that. Is the page we're going to be going to June 10th of 2015. Phil talks with Bobby and Steve about the gated community in McKinney. And Dave Oliva discusses the height requirement for cops and a new song he's written for the LAPD sung to the tune of Land of a Thousand Dances. I said, nah. What the hell is that going to be? All right, let's do this, man. So this is our pre-show. And the reason why we're doing a pre-show and the reason why we're doing an encore show for Monday is because we had a website problem. Our site was down today, Sunday. You're seeing this on Monday. It was down to the point where we were not adequately prepared to do a new show. Plus, I've got some business to attend to tomorrow morning. So I decided to do the encore now and then do a new show for Tuesday. Or maybe we'll do two consecutive encores and then do the rest of the week will be new shows. I got a disappointing piece of news. It's not that disappointing. We have to put off the Vernon Dozier Marathon for a week. I forgot next weekend I'm in Mexico. So the Vernon Dozier Marathon will be put off for 1 week. And that will be the 22nd instead of the 15th. I apologize for that, but it's my fault. I forgot that I was scheduled to go out of town. That having been said, it should be a phenomenal, you know, event, I'm sure. What else? That's about it, man. It's a very weird weekend for me. Very fucking weird. I can't even get into it, but it was fucking weird. Anyway, a lot of personal stuff you don't want to know about. You do? Well, I still can't tell you. This is almost out of juice. This is almost out of juice. What else can I tell you? That's not much of a pre-show for today. But like I said, this is from 2015. It reflects a pretty big news story. I bet you guys have forgot about this one, but we'll tell you about it. I also got an audition for tomorrow morning. Who won, man? They didn't have game four. Yeah, game four was Friday night or whenever it was. Yesterday, Saturday. For the NBA. The NHL, the Bruins tied it up. It's 3-3. So game seven goes to, is it Wednesday? They really dragged this shit out. I think Wednesday is the game seven for the Stanley Cup between the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. I knew it would be a classic. I knew it would be a great old school fucking Stanley Cup final. Meanwhile, the Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. Let's see what it is, man. When are they playing? Tuesday. I think that's it for them. And that will be going to game five. And possibly the end of the series. because what's their ass leads? Now the Raptors lead 3-1. Haven't kept up with basketball so long, I don't get no fucking idea what's going on. I was talking to Big D. He says, I follow the NBA finals every year, man. But he hadn't been following it this year. I don't know if it's because Toronto's in it. I never really gave that much of a shit if a Canadian team was in any, you know, like when the Blue Jays were in the World Series against Atlanta, I rooted for the Blue Jays, even though I was living in Atlanta at the time. And the reason was because my historic, my historic dislike of the Braves extended back to as a Dodger fan before I moved to Atlanta. They had some brutal fucking series in the 80s, the Dodgers and the A's, especially in the early 80s. I mean, we had some big times, man, against the Atlanta Braves and the LA Dodgers. And so when I got to Atlanta in the early 90s, it was still kind of, that shit was still on my mind. And that's why I was rooting mostly for Toronto. But yeah, we had some, as I recall it, man, I remember big late season games against the Braves. And I don't think we won them because we didn't wind up goddamn well. You know, going to the World Series, we went but two times, 81 and 88, right? Yeah. We got to the playoffs, got the National League Championship Series. I remember the one against the Cardinals. I was there when we lost, and Jack Clark cranked one. Niedenfuhr gave it up, I think. Was it Niedenfuhr? Was it? And who was the guy that goddamn David Letterman just gave a ton of shit to? Some fat Dodger reliever that Letterman, the poor guy. Tub of goo. He called him a tub of goo. Remember that Dodger reliever that? Now I have to look that one up too. Terrible thing. It's a very terrible thing, you know. Not that I would do anything like that myself. Letterman. Oh man, the name's on the tip of my tongue. Terry Forster? Yeah, here we go. Terry Forster. Remember when David Letterman called Atlanta Braves pitcher a fat tub of goo, Terry Forster? Oh, he was a Brave. I thought he was a Dodger. Terry Forster interview with David Letterman. Well, that must have been fun. Poor Terry, man. That was the wheelhouse. That was like my 30s. Terry Forster was a year older than me. Yeah, he did. He pitched for the Dodgers. Tub of goo with a rocket arm. The fattest man in all of professional sports. I mean, the guy's a balloon. He must weigh 300 pounds. He is a LOAD. I just want them to say Terry Forster's warming up. He's a left-hander with an ERA of 3.5. What a fat tub of goo. Nobody says a thing. It ruined my weekend. It was Monday night, airing just past midnight on Tuesday. David Letterman was 18 months into his new late-night gig, and the brash young comic had something on his mind. He had seen a game on TBS. And so he says all this, and I guess it didn't go over. Okay, Dave, but guess which left-handed reliever had 320 save seasons, once led the AL in saves, won a World Series ring, and holds a big league record for all-time batting average? You got it. This is a thing written by Frank Kocher on Crooked Scoreboard. I think we all kind of embraced that because he was an Atlanta Brave, but he was I remember him as a Dodger. Los Angeles Times, written by Tom Friend, August 1st, 1985. That's about when I was going through all those changes, you know, and we were watching all the Dodger games. Christ almighty, we would get a fucking tub of beer. Late night with David Letterman turned into mid-morning with his wife and kids. Oh, with the wife and kids. Late night with David Letterman turned into mid-morning with the wife and kids, and Terry Forster, that, quote, fat tub of goo, end quote, realized he could soon make a fat tub of money. The phone kept ringing. They wanted to talk to Terry the tub. They were ad agents and magazine writers. Someone wanted him to do a rock video. TV Guide wanted to do an exclusive. Forster, normally a relief pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, told them all, call me tomorrow. He had to get out of the house. What was going on? About a month ago, Letterman, host of the late-night talk show, had berated Forster on the air, calling him the fattest man in professional sports, a balloon, a fat tub of goo. Forster, although he later admitted he does have a gooey waistline, wanted to put that mother in his place. He got his chance Monday night, actually appearing on the show. In the waiting room, a more horrifying place than any bullpen, he had sat there with his props, including a David Letterman sandwich, lots of tongue, two cans of Coke, three bags of M&Ms, three hot dogs. I started with seven. A Three Musketeers bar, a Nestle's Crunch, an Almond Joy, a package of nibs, and a cream pie. I was going to bust him in the face. Right before he went on stage, though, the pie was taken from him. I said, don't eat it. I want it for dessert. Still, he went out there and put Letterman in his place. For instance, it had been planned that Forster would show Letterman how to make a taco. Forster on the air asked Letterman if he wanted beef or chicken. Letterman said, well, a chicken. I kind of guessed that, Forster said. So a star was born. The next day, with the phone ringing, he took off. Pam, he said to his wife, will you take the phone messages? But his Jaguar wouldn't start. He had just spent $1,000 to have it repaired, and now the lights didn't work, and it was overheating, so he took the family van, but it kept stalling. Teammate Bob Horner eventually got him to the ballpark for Tuesday night's game against the Padres. He's got to give me a ride home, too, but he don't know it yet, Forster told his teammates. Anyway, that was that's the article. You can look it up. It's written in the LA Times, August 1st, 1985. Tom Friend, Times staff writer, a big hit from the word goo. Terry Forster shows there's more to him than fastballs or meatballs. All right, man, that's it. That's a little memory. Let's get to our show here, and we begin.